Hi, this is Dark Journalist. Today I have a very special episode for you. Our guest is U.S. government whistleblower Kathy O'Brien. Now, Kathy's amazing story of being used as a CIA MKUltra mind control slave is one of the most well-detailed and documented cases on record. Her groundbreaking book, Transformation of America, changed the conversation around human trafficking, trauma-based mind control, and deep political corruption. Now, Kathy's extensive experience with high-level political figures in the covert wing of Pentagon CIA-level operations has made her the target of deep state forces. These forces are bent on keeping their black budget operations secret. But she continues to persist and has recently released the fascinating workbook PTSD Time to Heal to help those with mental trauma move on to a new path. Are covert forces engaging in a massive brain entrainment operation in modern society? Let's go ask U.S. government whistleblower Kathy O'Brien.
If people understood how our brains respond to fear, they will see that it is a control mechanism.
The Dark Journalist Special Report. MK Ultra Mind Control, Target of the Deep State. Featuring an in-depth two-part interview with Transformation of America author Kathy O'Brien. Now, let's join Dark Journalist Daniel List.
Hello and welcome to this Dark Journalist special report on mind control and the deep state with MK Ultra survivor Kathy O'Brien. Kathy's unique story goes into harrowing details she lived through, such as being tortured as a sex slave since early childhood and being mind-controlled into a robotic state to perform actions for covert wings of intelligence services in their Project Monarch and MKUltra programs. She's been a target of these covert groups, and she decided to go public before Congress and give testimony as a U.S. government whistleblower. Her incredible journey of breaking the mind control programming and surviving to tell the tale is a great inspiration to those who love freedom, liberty, and the strength of the human spirit. Kathy, it's just great to have you with us. I've been following your work for many years, and I really admire your bravery in bringing forward these controversial topics for everyone to really get a better glimpse of a hidden world. Now, one of the fascinating things about what's going on now in the public discourse about political corruption is that people are finally catching on to what you were talking about over 20 years ago.
I'm so excited about that, yes. It's about time. Wow, people are slow to wake up.
Well, it's true, and it's really happening now.
It is.
And one of the things we need to point out here is that when you were bringing these things forward, not only was it so personal, but there were themes and ideas that were so unknown and unaccepted and oftentimes intentionally avoided. And the level of political corruption was just not understood. So you were in such a risky position when you first came out with these deep revelations. Now, do you remember that period of time?
Absolutely, no question about it. It has been a very precarious journey, for sure. And surviving it has been difficult, but it's definitely been a hard road, and it's been made hard on purpose. So yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to show how what we have been doing for 25 years is actually coming to light today. And you know, persistence pays. Boy, it's taken
right,
a lot of
yeah.
persistence.
Now, take us back in time here. Your book, Transformation of America, when did that come out?
Transformation of America was released in 1995, and it was compiled from our testimony for the U.S. Congressional Permanent Select Committees on Intelligence Oversight. So that was a testimony that was censored from Congress for so-called reasons of national security. Mm. And that's a national security that's threatening the security of our nation, our world, and the future of humanity when it covers up such horrific crimes as those that are detailed in Transformation of America.
Oh, absolutely. It's an extraordinary book loaded with details. And what makes it unique, really, is that it's a firsthand account. You know, you were there. Often we see researchers try to get a handle on subjects like mind control or try to get a handle on criminal covert operations, and they can't really get as deep or penetrate certain types of information. But there you were, having actually lived through it, so you brought a great deal of details to the surface. Now, what made you come out and tell your story in the first place?
It wasn't that I ever intended to be a whistleblower or wanted to be talking about the horrific tortures and abuses and mind control that I survived, but rather that my daughter Kelly was needing help and she was being further victimized by an ignorant and corrupted justice and mental health system. And I began speaking, just trying to help my daughter. So it was love for my daughter that compelled Mark and I to speak out from the very beginning. And it is love for humanity and love for truth that keeps us speaking out today, because negativity is immobilizing, and it's not about woe is me. I do not have a victim mentality. I do not like the talking about the horrific negatives of my past. Yet awareness is the first step towards positive, necessary change.
Well, that's a great point. There are different levels of awakening. Now, do you remember what it felt like when you started to wake up out of the mind control programming?
When I woke up from decades of robotic MKUltra mind control from a White House Pentagon level, I found that social engineering had a strong hold on society. And mind control is a sliding scale from the kind of robotic mind control that I experienced to what we're seeing really in society today is the information control through our controlled media. Mm-hmm. We all formulate our thoughts, opinions, and actions based on what we know. And people need to know that their knowledge base has been deliberately altered to usher in a globalization effort that Adolf Hitler and George Bush Sr. termed the New World Order. You know,
right.
That it is something now that we're finally seeing begin to crumble, because the plans for establishing the New World Order NAFTA was a giant step towards it. But the people who are involved and the details that are in Transformation of America clearly show that the plan for the implementation of this globalization effort was through placing Hillary Clinton in the office of president at this time.
Yes.
Well, obviously, you know, the voice of the people through the internet, through shows like yours, you know, people have been communicating, and the voice of the people finally has raised awareness to the point where we were heard in this election. We were able to overcome the controlled media, the contrived polls, the rigged elections, and make our voices heard. That defeated the globalization plan. The media is the voice of this global elite.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the United States. It has everything to do with a global dominance effort that has been in place now since the Kennedy assassination. That was when things were really taken over. And it's been going on for a long time. So we have quite a hold on society.
Well, you certainly witnessed a lot of that when you were under the control of these people. Now, how much of their plans were you able to absorb?
Under mind control, working on a robotic level and on a White House Pentagon level, I saw where the deliberate implementation of the hold on society was being put in place. And even though I couldn't think to comprehend it consciously at that time or do anything about it, because I had no free thought of my own at that time. And without free thought, there's no free will. With no free will, there's no soul expression and no ability to stand up for the things that you believe in. And seeing how now, waking up from mind control and seeing the hold on society was a clear indicator of not only the dumbing down of people through manipulating their information base, but also inhibiting their soul expression for standing up for things that they couldn't even think to acknowledge anymore. They couldn't think to look beyond the controlled media to see the level of corruption running through government. They didn't think to see how we were being sold out to New World Order controls, how mind control was being spread throughout our society. It's been used on and by the U.S. military, which is why it's still, you know, suppressed classified information. Mm-hmm. It's because it is the ultimate WMD. It is the ultimate weapon of mass destruction being used by the globalists who intended to continue implementing their agenda. It's quite a motivation for speaking out, and I'm not going to stop, and Mark and I will continue speaking out until awareness has risen to the point where people are free and we don't have this kind of misinformation division, imposed division on us all, where we can unite and stand for the basic constitutional values and human values mm-hmm. of peace, love, and freedom. And so we'll keep speaking out. And seeing people waking up now is just an absolutely phenomenal thing. I truly never dreamed that I would live to see this much positive change. And it's like, woo, every day is such a celebration, seeing people wake up.
You were talking about it 20 years ago, as we know. There's a couple of fascinating things in there. And I know that, and Mark's your husband, who's been kind of your co-pilot in all of this, helping you to bring things forward. And I know you guys have some very interesting new plans that you're working on. We're going to get into that. I want to touch base, though. You know, it's interesting going back into this kind of deep state web of the past and how the government got set up this way. You did mention the JFK assassination there, and one of the figures who features in your story as a younger person is Gerald Ford, who, of course, yeah. He was on the Warren Commission. How did Gerald Ford come into your life?
Gerald Ford was just a local politician. When I was a very young child, my father had been sexually abusing me and also manufacturing child pornography. And I was back in the days where those giant reel-to-reel, you know, camera things. And I mean, it was a different thing, but nevertheless, it was the same thing that we're seeing today with the pedophile rings that are in operation. The sexual child abuse that I endured created a dissociative identity disorder, mm-hmm. and that made me a prime candidate for MKUltra mind control. And it was known at that time by a criminal faction of the U.S. government that any child that was abused to that extent would be easily manipulated and could be used to carry out government operations or whatever other perversions along the way that that were warranted. And Gerald Ford at that time as a local politician was actually sanctioning the local Michigan Mafia child pornography ring in order to target children like myself. So when that pornography was confiscated through the U.S. mails, he approached my father and granted him immunity from prosecution, which he's still immune from today. My father's still alive, still immune from prosecution for so-called reasons of national security.
Outrageous.
And he sold me into MKUltra at that time. And I was about 6 years old when I was full-on thrust into the project. Of course, that's detailed in Transformation of America,
right.
How that came about. But with Gerald Ford, you look too, and you find that in his cabinet he had George Bush as head of the CIA, mm-hmm. he had Dick Cheney as a Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, and he had Jack Valenti as head of the Motion Picture Association of America, mm-hmm. and he used him as his press secretary, and that was a huge giant leap forward of control of information through the media, through movies, through television, and the social engineering through that came on full force after after that time. But that's going back a lot of years.
Yeah.
When it was first really being put heavy into play. At that time, too, the governor of Michigan was George Romney.
Right.
That's Mitt Romney's father. And as governor of Michigan, he was implementing what was the first initial ground base of global education, America 2000, Goals 2000. It changes names as it's exposed.
Right. And what do they call it now?
Now it's Common Core.
Okay.
And what that does is it's designed to increase the children's learning capacity while decreasing their ability to critically analyze. It pumps information in their head where it's taken in on a subconscious level, but it lacks the creative conscious ability of application, for thinking it through, for questioning it, researching it further. And with this Common Core education, it was also deliberately distorting history so that people didn't have a proper knowledge base growing up. This went on throughout the Reagan-Bush administration, which is when I worked totally robotic on a White House Pentagon level. And I worked under then Education Secretary George Bill Bennett. Bill Bennett was implementing the education system very strong. It's when the federal government took over the system through financing and really took a strong grasp on the minds of the children. What that did was condition the children to grow up into accepting what they were told through the controlled media, and it's the very basis of what we're seeing today in society, with people having difficulty accepting that the globalization is now history, that it lost its control this election.
Yes.
And we're told, well, it's the Democrats. That's just divisive. It's not that it's the Democrats. When I was in Washington, D.C., there was no difference between Democrats and Republicans. The difference was between those who were for globalization and those who were for our U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. And through rigged elections, and they more and more were being put into place that were for the globalization effort. And that is where the actual division is. It is not Democrats and Republicans. But nevertheless, because that's what people were conditioned to think, because that's what they were conditioned through the media and through their education, they have difficulty getting past that ingrained way of thinking that is based on limited knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And now people have the ability to wake up and learn to think further.
Yes, and one of the tools for waking up that you've created, and I know you've been working on it for a long time, is this workbook on PTSD. Now, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Mark and I are just now releasing PTSD Time to Heal. It is a simple, concise, easy to apply, step-by-step workbook on how anyone can overcome any level of trauma in their life, even if it's the trauma of like fear-based. You know, like when Kennedy was assassinated, most people know where they were and what they were doing at that time. Well, those of us who are old enough to know that.
Absolutely, yes.
And for those who are younger, they know where they were and what they were doing when 9/11 happened.
Oh, yeah.
And it could, because that's a trauma, and that traumatized the whole nation. When that trauma occurs, that is a basis for mind control, because it's how our brains respond to trauma. When trauma occurs, our it's as though our conscious mind takes flight, or it goes on hold, and the subconscious mind is wide open to be easily led. And that subconscious manipulation is done through using NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It's the language of the subconscious mind. It's used by all politicians. It's used by advertisers. It's used in global education. It's just a natural part of things.
Oh, we're certainly swimming in it now with the corporate media coverage, trying to create crisis after crisis on the political front. It's definitely true.
When we understand how our brains respond to trauma, when we understand what NLP is and how it works, then we can easily, peacefully reclaim control over our own minds and lives again. PTSD Time to Heal details how that happens, what we can do to take back our free thought, and even those who've just been traumatized by world events. I mean, it is a traumatic world.
Mm-hmm.
But even those, they can take the information in PTSD Time to Heal and apply it to themselves. It's a simple workbook. They can learn to expand their thinking beyond what they think they know. They can open up their minds to learn to think further. When I woke up from decades of mind control, I had no capacity to think for myself at all. I hadn't used my conscious mind in any way for like 20 years, and I had to learn to think. When I wanted to make a simple decision, it was like my brain went into a black hole, because it's hard to learn to open neuron pathways in your own brain to be able to think, to consider other perspectives and think further.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, Mark Phillips, who was a government insider and saw the horrible trauma that was going on and the torturous experience of my mind control experience, when he saw that I had been subjected to military intelligence level MK Ultra mind control, and when he saw what was being done to the whole nation to usher in this globalization plan that began with what Adolf Hitler was doing in Nazi Germany, that was brought over on Project Paperclip into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
When he saw all that, he was so disturbed by it that he took a stand. He rescued my daughter and I out of our MKUltra mind control existence, and he handed me the keys to my own mind so that I could deprogram myself, remember all those things that I had been conditioned to forget and tortured to forget. He handed me this easy, simple method for reclaiming control over my own mind and life. He learned this in mind sciences on his intelligence insider level, and he took that information, and rather than use it to control a mind or to control a population, he used it to free minds. And with freeing mind, I am so fortunate not only to have survived, but to have had that handed to me, those keys to my own mind, so I could learn to think again.
Uh-huh.
And then now, at this moment in time, when people finally are beginning to understand that we've all been lulled to sleep by the controlled media, and when we're seeing that our military veterans are coming home PTSD'd so bad, they're suiciding at such a horrific rate, that something has got to be done. We need to be able to get this information out there. Suppressing information on how our brains work and how we can reclaim control over our own minds and lives is that's a crime against humanity that has got to stop. And Mark and I will remain dedicated to bringing this truth to light until people wake up, until our military has this information. And we are just now at a point of being able to release it.
Now, this important new book, the workbook you've developed with Mark, this is available now at your website, transformation.com, and it's trance-formation.com. So trance-formation.com, and also on eBay.
PTSD Time to Heal is available on eBay, direct through us at our eBay store. So it can be obtained that way.
Right, and that eBay store link is actually available on your website. And the new site looks terrific, by the way.
We're updating our website for the first time in 25 years. We're able to expand. So it's a very exciting time for us to be able to expand to include it. And to even reach this point in time where we can actually find the legal path to releasing this information.
Well, that's a great point. You haven't always been able to do this. You've had some major obstacles placed in your way. Can you give us some idea of the hurdles you faced with it?
As U.S. government whistleblowers, we are bound by so many laws. When the 1947 National Security Act was invoked on our case in open court, it gave us the ability to speak out, but it also stopped us from obtaining any conventional justice, and it confined us to walking a fine line of laws, because there are so many laws governing truth that it's been very difficult. I think that's why they call us whistleblowers. You know, we just get a little whistle, just, you know, to blow.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, and really this should be like common knowledge. It's our brains, you know, it's our minds, it's our lives, it's our inner peace, and it's our ability to make our own free thought choices. We have a right to that knowledge, and it's been suppressed all these years because it is the ultimate tool of this globalization plan. And now that they've lost their power, you know, more and more freedoms are going to be coming to light. And
I completely agree. And, you know, it occurred to me that you must have felt extremely relieved when Election Day came and Hillary Clinton was defeated, because you have a very long history with the Clintons also. So for them, you're a dangerous truth teller out there.
Yes, absolutely. That is detailed in both of our books, Transformation of America and Access Denied for Reasons of National Security.
Right.
Yes, Access Denied details our journey to survive, to become whistleblowers, what we were, the changes we were able to make in the justice system for my daughter, Kelly. It wasn't enough, fast enough, but nevertheless, these are some steps forward.
You did, and you pointed out something which I found interesting. And I really respect the way that you do this, is you don't target any particular individual or political party to say, like, well, you know, you're not trying to demonize any particular figure. You're sort of telling what happened. But there was something in your description of Hillary Clinton versus Bill Clinton. It almost seemed that the program they're working on with Hillary was a lot more vicious to put her in power as this kind of absolute power.
Yeah, she was very much of a mindset to be a part of that. She absolutely believes in torturous mind control. She believes in a corruption that is beyond the scope of most people's ability to grasp. She was even a part of the Warren Commission back when. That was one of her first things.
And Watergate.
She has been involved in every criminal cover-up, national security blanket cover that is imaginable. Of course, Bill Clinton is guilty too. I mean, he ran the cocaine operations and everything else.
Right.
Yeah. Hillary was the one who was going to be like the final blow for bringing in this this new world order globalization effort, which is a domination by a global elite few that enslaves the rest of society. She's been exposed now. She's going down, and I'm pleased to see that it happened with her, because she doesn't represent women. Mm-hmm. She does not represent Democrats, and she does not represent the soul of humanity. So it's good to see her.
Mm-hmm. Your interactions with her, she comes across as a very dark figure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and very perverse, extremely perverse. The sexual perversions are despicable, and those are coming out too. So this is good. I'm glad that that's happening. There are other characters that I was exposed to that, like Dick Cheney, that mm-hmm. just are so torture minded. But as we move forward, and these people that I was exposed to, it's their agenda that is so evil. It is their attitude that needs to be exposed. It's their ultimate weapon of mass destruction, mind control, that needs to be exposed.
Absolutely. Well, what do you think is the best tool for dealing with that social engineering, mind control?
Knowledge is our only defense against mind control. We need to keep raising that awareness and get that knowledge out there. It's totally diffused their power and their control over us. And when we can move forward united by our innate human qualities and realize that those, you know, imposed differences are so trivial. They are so trivial in light of all that's really going on. Racism and sex, I mean, it's just socially engineered division that has nothing to do with reality. We are all the same inside when we live our soul expression. And these are the things that need to be brought out more than the has-beens that are either dying off or they're just going to go draining down the swamp anyway, you know, when the swamp drains anyway. So, you know, it's not as much of the who as the what and the understanding of how our brains work so that we can move forward from this point on in the peace and harmony of innate human nature.
Absolutely, and you put it so well. And I want to remind everyone that you're the voice of real deep experience here. You've dealt with these people up close and escaped the MKUltra mind control program that they had you locked into. When we come back, Kathy, we're going to explore some of the methods of their control and your heroic journey back to freedom. Wow, everyone, we're coming back with more of Kathy O'Brien, Transformation of America. You're watching Dark Journalists. Stay with us.
Dark Journalist subscribers renew early and save. For a limited time, you can go to darkjournalist.com/renew and renew your subscription at the discount rate of just $39 for one full year. Lock in last year's discount for a savings of $30 and get the shows you want to hear at this special discount. Don't miss out. Renew early and save by going to darkjournalist.com/renew or use the renew link on the member page. See you there.
And we are back. This is Dark Journalists, and today's guest is an extraordinary woman, a whistleblower who's endured an incredible amount of difficulty, oppression, and abuse by corrupt individuals and political figures. Not only has she survived it, she's come through the other side to give so many individuals hope and also insight into the insidious and sophisticated programs of trauma-based mind control. Now, her breakthrough book, Transformation of America, contains her compelling congressional testimony of being a CIA MKUltra program survivor. It changed forever the dialogue around the subject of mind control, and we're still catching up to her work 25 years later. Her new workbook, PTSD, A Time to Heal, is now available and contains effective methods for reclaiming your mind from trauma. Just fascinating. And Kathy, of course, you wrote another book in there called Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. This is more about your personal journey of being a whistleblower. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Ultimately, access denied is a testament to the strength of the human spirit, the power of love, and the need for every person on this planet to know truth that makes us free. We have a right to truth, and truth, it just can't be suppressed anymore. It's like, to me, seeing the changes that are happening now is like some giant truth evolution. You know?
Yeah.
It's an exciting time to be alive for sure.
Well, you planted a lot of seeds, I think, by coming out, because very often people who come out and out of these programs, either their programming is so thick that they don't communicate it well, or they're just so traumatized that connecting the dots becomes impossible for them. And I think when someone saw you come out with this very heartfelt, articulate story and just the power of your presence communicating these facts from your life and how it tied in to this government system, it gave you kind of a unique position in this whistleblowing field, you know. I guess what's interesting for me is, you know, when they invoked that in court, this national security part, did you feel it was an attempt to muzzle you right then and there?
It devastated me because I thought it was going to stop, it was just being invoked to stop all justice for being able to free my daughter from the ignorant and corrupt justice and mental health systems. But it was because it was hard to see further. It's hard to see beyond an emotional moment to the positives that can result. I'm seeing that in society today as they're waking up. You know, some people are really grouchy when they wake up. People are like waking up and they're so grouchy about it that it's hard for them to see beyond their fears. It's hard for them to see beyond what they emotionally are feeling at the moment to realize that this is a giant positive progress. And ultimately, that's what national security being invoked on our case became for us, because at least it kept us where we were able to survive to keep speaking out. It hasn't been an easy journey at all. It's been a very difficult one. But, hey, we're here. We did it, and it's amazing. Now that this national security is being exposed for suppressing pertinent facts and criminal activities rather than securing our nation and peace. You know, I mean, it's the farthest thing from that. It definitely should be revoked. It should definitely be reexamined. Okay, what exactly is national security doing? Because that is what the Clintons have been hiding behind. That's what George Bush Sr. was hiding behind, what Dick Cheney has been. An issue as important as torture.
Yes, and you brought a great deal of awareness about the methods for torture, some obvious, some very subtle. What did you come to realize about what they were doing with torture under the cloak of the National Security Act?
If people understood how our brains respond to torture, how our brains respond to fear, they will see that it is a control mechanism. When Dick Cheney was saying, oh, well, we're using torture to extract information, the reality is that when a person is being tortured, they will say anything that they think their torturer wants to hear.
Right.
They will do anything they're told to do. I was tortured for programming purposes to carry out criminal, covert, black budget funding operations for the CIA, which included the cocaine operations and mm-hmm. everything. But I was tortured for programming purposes. You can't get information out of somebody that way. You can only put information in. So anyone who is, quote, being tortured for extraction of information is actually being tortured for information to be pumped into their subconscious mind to lead them.
Well, you've made some excellent points about this. And what's fascinating is if somebody studies your work, they're not only going to find out about the political underworld, they're going to find out a lot about trauma-based mind control. And one of the fascinating things I think that you've pointed out is that when you were in this state, time disappeared. So there's no sense of time. There's no past and no future.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, when the way our brains respond to trauma, it compartmentalizes the trauma. The neuron pathways actually physically shut down in the brain, so the rest of the mind can function normally. It's kind of a defense mechanism of our brain. Mm-hmm. But when, in my case, when that trauma of sexual abuse as a very young child, it's not that I could think to judge that that was a trauma or that I could consciously perceive it in any way, but rather my brain knew that that was a violation and a trauma. So it shut down the neuron pathways so that the rest of my mind would function normally. And I couldn't think to bring to mind that trauma. I couldn't think to remember it at all.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way the brains work. However, when my father would sexually abuse me again, the part of my brain that knew that abuse would open up to deal with that abuse again and again as needed. Well, that kind of natural compartmentalization within the brain is what the government figured would be a good place to store government secrets, because what better place than to store it in the mind of someone who couldn't think to tell the secrets? So I couldn't think to do that with no conscious mind happening. The more trauma I experienced deliberately and the more deliberate compartmentalization of memory and programming, mind control programming, that I endured in MKUltra mind control, the less room there was in my brain anymore for conscious thought. And without conscious thought, there's no ability to reason, to question, to consciously comprehend, to critically analyze, to apply any knowledge. I could only robotically do exactly what I was told to do as I was triggered into different modes of operation.
I see. So that's the state you're in when time just disappears.
Well, without conscious thought, there's no awareness of time, because a concept of time equates to a concept of awareness. And not being aware of what was happening or having any control over that or any conscious thought, I didn't know from one event to the next what had happened before. So there was no continuity of thought and no continuity of time.
Uh-huh.
In my mind. So it was totally timeless to me, and so much so that if I was completely physically exhausted by, like, in one compartment of the brain, the next compartment of the brain had no conscious awareness of that exhaustion, where it would be fresh and new again. I mean, it even moves to that extent, which is why mind control is used on the U.S. military, because it gives them superhuman capabilities. It also allows for superhuman traits like 44 times visual acuity, because when there's no conscious thought, it's as though the subconscious mind will develop heightened senses in other directions to make up for it.
Okay.
Much the same way a blind person has acute hearing. You know, the brain will make up for it. So with 44 times visual acuity, the soldiers would be able to just point and shoot with pinpoint accuracy. Not only that, but they didn't have that that moment of critical analysis, that conscious thought, that moment of compassion, that moment that says that human that human knowing that we shouldn't be just killing other people.
Right.
I mean, that's not, it's against human nature to do that. So the conscious mind is bypassed, programming is put in place, visual acuity is heightened, physical endurance is heightened. And then when our military comes home, they don't have that ability to consciously reason through what just happened to them because it's compartmentalized knowledge. So PTSD Time to Heal hands them the simple keys. It's a simple workbook where they can just sit down and start writing out memory. And one of the very first things that PTSD Time to Heal shows is wear a watch. Because, again, a concept of time equates to a concept of awareness, and that is a first step towards reestablishment of free thought for someone who has been so traumatized and programmed as our military veterans have been.
Fascinating. That's a great, simple rule to put in place immediately. I like that.
It is. And the writing out memory part, that is one more key component of healing from any level of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Including what we're seeing in society today, and including even just getting beyond Common Core education, you know, what it does is the very act of moving a pen. I'm not talking about typing at a computer because that's not quite the same thing.
Okay.
But sitting with a pen, the very act of moving a pen uses the logic part of the brain, and so it will take compartmentalized memory. That once triggered open, and PTSD Time to Heal shows how to self-trigger, to trigger that open, then by writing it out, it takes what the brain repressed and compartmentalized in one area and shifts it over into logic, where it is then written out, where it can be seen by the conscious mind then, and it has shifted it over, and with logic, then it can be consciously dealt with. Once it's consciously dealt with, then there's no need for compartmentalizing it anymore, and the brain shuts off that mechanism and opens up that part of the brain where a person has access to that part of their brain again. The different parts of my brain that I was blasted into. Mm-hmm. Once I wrote out my memory, I still have access to those parts of my brain. So the heightened senses and abilities and all that were that came into play are something that I can utilize today. And it's not that there's any trauma that triggers it. So it's really not as needed. It doesn't have that traumatic need behind it. Yet I did learn the ins and outs of my own brain to the point where, you know, like if my vision, and I do have, you know, some resultant vision problems,
mm-hmm.
but I'm able to overcome those by knowing that if the brain can actually create 44 times visual acuity, why can't we choose to do that for ourselves when we understand our brain's capacity for that? Not only did I have the conscious understanding to choose that for myself, but I had the paths in my brain that I'm so familiar with that I was able to do that. PTSD Time to Heal shows that kind of intricacies of our brain that we all have access to. It's actually just a short little workbook, and it's very simple and concise that anybody can apply to themselves.
It sounds very powerful, yeah.
It is, and they can learn to not only reclaim control over their own minds and lives, which, you know, where the reports from people are just phenomenal that are already applying it. You can overcome any childhood trauma, adult trauma, any deliberately imposed abuses, physical, sexual, anything that may have been experienced in childhood on, it can all be dealt with. rape, date rape, anything like that can be dealt with. It's not something that we need to hang on to the whole rest of our lives. We're actually able to heal from that and move forward stronger with more freedom than ever before. I think, too, with it, being able to master what has happened gives a person a sense of celebration. I know that I celebrate every single moment that I am free to live the love that I am, true to soul, and stand for the things that I believe in, to make a positive difference in the world too, with what I know, because my experience was extreme and I saw extreme things, and I want to be able to take that negative of my experience, turn it into a positive that helps others. Once you overcome something like that and you move forward positively in your life, wow, what a celebration that is. So everyone who has endured trauma, not only is it worthwhile to reclaim self-control, but it opens up the mind and the heart and the spirit to a joy that is what I see as our innate human birthright.
Well, Kathy, it's just fascinating. And your story, when we look at the whole arc of your life, from your dad selling you into these MKUltra mind control programs and the CIA using you and exploiting your dissociative identity disorder to make you the perfect vehicle for high-level covert missions, and then the process of you escaping and overcoming their programming and exposing it, is really a story of triumph like no other, because you came through the experience and were able to reach others who'd been in these trauma-based mind control programs. You know, no wonder the deep state intel operators wanted to do anything to keep you quiet. You really exposed the depth of corruption in these covert programs. I really see you as an American hero, and your journey is a great inspiration for thousands of people. So let's end part one here. And in part two, we'll go deep on the process of breaking out of this programming and the methods that were employed to keep you locked into that mind control state, and a little more also on the role that your father, who's still alive now and protected from prosecution, played in this deep state political shell game of placing you with these controllers. Just fascinating background, and it's available at Kathy's website, trance-formation.com. That's trance-formation.com. Dark Journalist subscribers will get part two of this remarkable interview in their inbox next week. This is the time to subscribe at darkjournalist.com. Kathy, thank you for being with us today, and hang in there. We'll do part two now.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity to bring truth to light, and I know your listeners will pass the word on, and thank you for all that you do to shine that light of truth.
Okay. Thank you for joining me for this fascinating episode with U.S. whistleblower Kathy O'Brien on MKUltra Mind Control Target. You can find more deep interviews, documentaries, and special reports at www.darkjournalist.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel to receive the latest videos. See you soon.
Subscribe to our newsletter at darkjournalist.com to stay updated on the latest shows.